From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The battle to elect a speaker rages on in the Trinidad and Tobago Parliament. Talks to form a Dutch Antilles coalition administration collapse in Curaçao. And one OECS country demonstrates just how serious it is about cleaning up its offshore sector. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The authorities in Port of Spain stuck to their security plans today to ensure that the country's parliament was allowed to convene without interruption from demonstrators. A crowd of protesters was demonstrating peacefully on Brian Lara Promenade this afternoon, away from the parliament where Prime Minister Patrick Manning was addressing the House.
We are called upon today to demonstrate whether we will act in a manner as politicians which will redound to the eternal credit of ourselves and to our profession and to the people in whose interest we sit here and who we serve, or whether we will take a course of action that will redound to the eternal shame of this Parliament.
Parliament had not met before today since the holding of a general election last December that ended in a tie for the two main political parties. One of the crucial matters before the House is whether it can elect a speaker, since the two main parties now share